ト河野背番号25。
Welcome to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got opening day in the Pacific League coming up next. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters play host to the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. Two teams hoping to show who's number one in the northern country. For the Nippon Ham Fighters, on the mound today is Kanemura. I haven't yet seen who he'll be facing. I thought that was in the newspaper here. I'm not exactly completely organized, so please bear with me while I get everything set up. Ichiba is the scheduled pitcher for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. The Eagles, this year, being managed by former Nankai Hawk and Yakult Swallow manager, Nomura. Oh yeah, and he had a short stint with the Tigers, didn't he? I'm sure he'd like everybody to forget that stint. Nonetheless, I think that Nomura has gotten his heart back into baseball, something that he seemed to have lacked during his years with Hanshin. So we'll see if he can turn the Eagles' fortunes around. this year. We're just about ready to play ball. The time is 1:02. And the first pitch is swung on and fouled back. And out of play to the left side. Kanemura has one strike on the batter. Oh, that's a hard name to read. Next pitch by Kanemura misses down low. 1-1 now the count. The next offering down the middle, swung on and missed. Strike two. Masuda, I believe the batter is. He grounds the ball right back to Kanemura on the mound, who throws to first, one away. No Tsujiya. It was either Tsuchiya or Masuda at the plate. I thought it said number 46, but the name looked like Masuda. Nonetheless, we have one out. The second batter, Okihara, swings and fouls the ball off to the right side. Kawamura into the windup. The second offering swung on and pulled to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to Ogasawara at first base. Two way. That'll bring up team captain Isobe. We're in the top of the first inning. No score. Two down. Third batter is Sobe up to the plate, and he takes first pitch on the outside part of the plate down low for called strike one. Second offering, a slow curveball, misses up high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kanemura's next offering swung on and missed. Isobe swinging late on that pitch. Or Kanemura firing the ball right past him. Two strikes, one ball now the count. Next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-1. Ichiba throwing the ball around outside the third base dugout. Kanemura's next offering misses way outside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the next pitch misses inside. Ball three. The count goes full to Isobe. full count pitch, swung on and fouled back. Isobe stays alive. Isobe steps out of the batter's box. Battling Kanemura. Coming back from two strikes, one ball. Bring the count full. Next pitch just misses outside. Ball four. So the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles get their first base runner of the game. And that'll bring up Fernandez. Fernandez coming over to the Eagles from Cebu last year. He played for Chibolote Marines before that. The first offering misses inside, ball one. We have runner at first base, two down. Number four batting, Fernandez at the plate for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles here in the top of the first inning. The second offering swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Center fielder comes over though. Shinjo grabs the ball, throws it into the stands, and the side is retired. So the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles get a base runner on a base on balls, but come up empty in the first. In the bottom half of the first, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up Marcius, Tsuboi, and Ogasawara. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got opening day in the Pacific League with the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters hosting the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. I'd like to clarify that was Tsuchiya, who was the first Eagle batter in the top of the first inning. He goes by his first name, Tepe, which is what had me a bit confused. The first pitch by Ichiba to lead off batter Macias? Is swung on and fouled off. Second pitch taken low for ball one. Count is even at 1-1. Next pitch just misses outside. catcher Fuji was waiting for a call from the home plate umpire that didn't come. The fourth offering swung on and grounded to the first baseman. Yoshioka takes the ball to the bag himself. One away. That'll bring up number two batting, former Tiger Tsuboi. Tsuboi playing left field for the Fighters. The first offering catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Ichiba into the windup, and the second offering in there again, called strike two. Right-handed pitcher Ichiba seems to have a lot of confidence against left-handed batter Tsuboi. And the next pitch misses in the dirt. Ball one. I was hoping to see a Sankyu Shobu. Nonetheless, Ichiba back into the windup. Next offering, inside, handcuffed. Tsuboi, who grounded the ball the other way to the third base coach. So Ichiba working inside to the left-handed batter. Next pitch just misses inside. Ball two. Two strikes, two balls. Now the count with one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch is grounded to the left side. Fernandez comes after it but lets it go by. Shortstop Okihara up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number two. And that'll bring up Ogasawara. Ogasawara having just reunited with his teammates after a very good showing in the WBC. WBC turning out to be a much larger distraction than I had anticipated. The first offering to Ogasawara is swung on and hit deep to right field. He tosses the bat, watches the ball. Haita! Home run! Ogasawara, home run to right field. And the home team, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, are first to strike. A solo two-out home run by Ogasawara. There was no doubt about it when it left the bat. Ogasawara tossed his bat aside and watched the ball as he ran up the first baseline. That'll bring up Segino. The first pitch missed for a ball. Second offering swung on and missed. Evens the count at 1-1. Seginola is the designated hitter. Third offering misses down low and inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls the count. Ichiba has a very fast pace there on the mound. Next pitch, grounder to the left side. Fernandez up with the ball. Easily throws on to first to retire the side. But not before Ogasawara takes Ichiba deep to right field with a solo home run. After one complete, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The hometown Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters get on the board first in the bottom of the first as Ogasawara takes Ichiba deep to right with a solo shot, taking a 1-0 lead. Here in the second inning, the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles will be sending up Yoshioka, Yamasaki, and Rick. I'm not exactly sure who Rick is, but I hope to find out soon. Kanemura on the mound for the Fighters. Yoshioka swings at the first pitch, lifting it to the right side. Ogasawara gives chase, but it goes up into the stands and out of play. There is a lot of foul territory on either side. As Sapporo Dome is a multi-purpose stadium, they have a movable sheet of grass that they move inside and outside on a giant platform with treads. The next pitch misses outside and low. 1-1 the count to Yoshioka. The next offering swung on and missed. Two strikes, one ball, now the count. Yoshioka looked a little fooled on that curveball. Looked like he decided to swing a little late. Kanemura looking in for a sign, has it. Into the windup, and the pitch misses down low. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. If you'd like to call in and comment during the game, you can reach me via Skype at ProYakuLive. All one word. The next offering swung on and lifted to the right side. Ogasawara goes back and in foul territory makes the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Yamasaki, designated hitter. Sasaki, former Junichi Dragon, and Home Run King. Takes ball inside. No strikes, one ball to count. The next offering, a slow curveball, misses high and inside. Ball two. The third pitch misses outside, and three straight balls to Yamasaki by Kanemura. I'd like to let you know that Ing-san has created a game day packet. Next pitch is in there for a called strike one. One strike, three balls, now the count. Which is available on the announcement for this game. The next offering, in there for a called strike two. And after three straight balls to Yamasaki, Kanemura throws a pair of strikes. The next offering, just misses. Kanemura asks, where did it miss? Up high? That looked like an awful good pitch. Nonetheless, that'll bring up number seven batter. Rick. The first pitch taken for ball one. Yamasaki, not really a threat to steal. Oh, that's Rick Short. Oh, okay. He's changed his registered name to Rick this year. He fouls the next pitch off, evening the count at 1-1. I need to update my database with a lot of new registered names. Tepe, the leadoff batter for Rakuten, had me confused, as I only knew him as Tsuchiya. And now Rick Short is registered as Rick. Okay. The next pitch, grounded to short. The shovel to second for one. The relay to first is in time. And a tailor-made 6-4-3 double play ends the inning for Rakuten here in the second. Going to the bottom of the second, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Fighters will be former Swallow Inaba, followed by former Tiger Shinjo, then Takahashi. The first offering by Ichiba misses in the dirt, low and away. Ball one. Ichiba has a pretty quick pace on the mound. Doesn't just stand there holding the ball very long. The second offering swung on a miss. Strike one. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch swung on and lined into right field. One bound, two bound. Base hit. That's the second hit of the game for the Fighters. A single to right. The other hit this game was Oga Sawada's solo home run in the first. That being the difference in the game. So, with the leadoff runner aboard, that'll bring up fan favorite Shinjo. Shinjo stands in. Ichiba now to the set position, throws over to first base. Inaba back. Inaba comes set. And the first offering, Shinjo squares showing bunt. Takes the ball outside for ball one. I've never really known Shinjo to be a bunter. Throw over to first. Inaba back in, standing up. The Japanese announcers are saying that Shinjo didn't bunt last year, but he wants to this year. He squares around a bunt and takes the ball for a called strike one on the outside corner. Sign being relayed to the batter and runner. Shinjo's got a lot of orange or red showing underneath his shirt. He's got the normal black turtleneck collar, but under that, his undershirt is orange or red. Next pitch. Taken, called strike two. I'd like to see another fighter uniform because it looks like Shinjo's has a little bit more of a V around the collar than others. The next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws to second for one. The relay to first, in time. Double play. So Shinjo grounds into a 6-4-3 double play. And that'll bring up catcher Takahashi. We have two away here in the bottom of the second inning. Fighters leading by a score of 1-0. Takahashi fouls the second pitch off for strike two. Ichiba really working fast on the mound for the Eagles. Next pitch, low and in the dirt. Ball one, two strikes, one ball the count. Next offering, misses low and way. Ball two. Catcher Fuji looked like he was hoping for a call strike three there. That didn't come. Next offering, in the dirt. The appeal to the first base umpire says yes, Takahashi swung. And so, despite a leadoff base runner, the Fighters go down 1-2-3 here in the second inning. After two complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Coming up for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles here in the top of the third inning will be Kenji Kawaguchi, another player who goes by his first name. That's three on the starting lineup. Then catcher Fuji, then back to the top of the order in Tepe Tsuchiya. The first offering to Kenji misses low and away for ball one. That was Kanemura's 31st pitch of the afternoon. Second offering called strike one on the outside corner to the left-handed batter. The third offering misses up high. Ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Kanemura. Wind up in the pitch, misses down low, ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count. Tanimura into the windup, the next offering. Misses low, ball four. And that is the third base on balls given up by Kanemura. He has not yet given up a base hit to the Eagles. That'll bring up number 9 batting catcher, Fuji. Sun with his game day packet. Throw over to first. Kenji's back in time. With the game day packet, he has a new feature featuring foreign player statistics for each team. Fuji showing bunt all the way here. The first pitch, bunted in front of the home plate, in front of home plate, fielded by pitcher Kanemura, who throws to first in time, and the sacrifice is successful. So the Eagles have their first runner as far as second base. And we go back to the top of the order in Tepe. Tepe grounded out to the pitcher his first at bat, leading the game off. The first pitch misses low and away. Ball one. We're in the top of the third inning here at Sapporo Dome. Fighters leading the Eagles by a score of 1-0 on Oga Sawada's first inning solo home run. The next offering, inside but called, strike one by the home plate umpire. Yeah, that was a good pitch. It did get a piece of the plate. Looking at the replay. Good call, ump. Left-handed batter, Tepe. Right-handed pitcher, Kanemura, on the mound. The second offering, swung on a grounded foul to the right side. That brings the count to 2 strikes, 1 ball. We have a runner at second base, 1 out. Kenji Kawaguchi led off the inning with a walk. Fuji sacrificed him to second. And that's where we stand. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Third baseman gives chase, but this is going into the stands. Again, there is a lot of foul territory here at Sapporo Dome, especially in the infield. next offering in the dirt. Blocked well by catcher Takahashi. That evens the count at 2-2. Kanemura taking his time on the mound, especially with a runner on base. Sharp contrast to Lufkin's Ichiba, who just gets the ball and throws it. Pickoff attempt at second, and it was close. But runner Kenji back in there. And a cloud of dust. Two and two the count. Kawamura comes set. And the sixth offering. Misses low. Ball three. We now have full count. As Tempe, having been behind, two strikes, one ball, works it full. If you have any comments about the live coverage here on JapaneseBaseball.com, you can write to me at live@markjapanesebaseball.com. The next pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Shinjo comes in, makes the catch, and Kenji touches up but does not challenge Shinjo's arm. That's the second out of the inning. His first name was Kenji, but looking at his uniform, it looks like Kenshi. S-H-I. First offering to number two batter, Okihara. Misses outside for ball one. Okihara grounded out too short his first at bat. The next offering in the dirt. Ball two. Kanemura is scuffing up quite a few balls in the dirt today. Okihara at the plate. The next offering misses way outside. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to count to Okihara. Kanemura's thrown 16 pitches so far this inning. Pitch count up to 46 for the game. Two down, runner at second base. The no-strike three-ball pitch in there for a called strike one. One One strike, three balls. Now the count to Okihara. And the pitch. In there for a called strike two. Nice pitch. Just outside of center. Kanemura battles back to bring the count full after three straight balls. And the next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains full. They lowered the netting around the ballpark, which many people have complained obstructs their view. On the other hand, there's more chance of customers getting hurt. The next pitch is grounded to Ogasawara at first base. He says he'll take it to the bag himself. And does. Retiring the side. So the Eagles get a man as far as second base here in the top of the third inning, but still have nothing to show for it. At going to the bottom of the third inning, the Eagles continue, or the Fighters continue to lead this by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Fighters will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Iyama, Kaneko, and Marcius. Still not exactly sure how to pronounce that. Iyama stands in, and the first pitch by Ichiba is in there for a called strike one. Inside and at the knees. The second offering misses high and tight. Iyama backing out of that one. The third offering swung on and lifted to right field. Right fielder comes up a few steps and makes the catch. That was Isobe in right field. And we have one away. That'll bring up Kaneko. Ichiba, very fast pace on the mound. The first offering taken down the middle for a called strike one by Kaneko. Kaneko batted 240 last season. Next pitch, Kaneko squares to bunt, takes the ball high and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering, swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Shortstop goes back, left fielder in, center fielder, and where they all converge, it's Kenji, the left fielder who makes the catch for out number two. Back to the top of the order in Marcius. Marcius grounded out to the first baseman in the first inning and takes first pitch inside just below the knees, it looked like to me, for a called strike one. And I need to update my database because that really looks like it says Kenji on his uniform. Not Kenji. The next offering in the dirt bounces off the catcher and umpire. Evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and lined to left field. The ball bounces in fair into the corner. Marcius rounds first, heads into second. The throw comes back to third base, and Marcius has a double with two down here in the bottom of the third inning. Double to the left field corner keeps this inning going. And we'll bring up left fielder Tsuboi. Moshes on second base. Tsuboi grounds the first pitch to the right side. The second baseman comes in and on the run fields the ball, throws to first, safe! An infield base hit to the second base. And Tsuboi beats it out. That'll bring up number three batting, Ogasawara. Marcius moves over to third base on the play. So we have runners at the corners. Ogasawara coming to the plate. Many WBC fans in the stands holding posters, holding Japan flags as he was representing Japan in the WBC, and posters that say guts. The first offering to Ogasawara misses down low. For ball one, Ogasawara, homer to right, his first at bat, the only run of the game so far, looking to add a couple more. Ichiba fakes a throw to third and then to first. Saboy is a threat to steal. The next offering misses high and tight to the left-handed batter. No strikes, two balls to count. Fuji gives Ichiba his sign. Ichiba doesn't shake any off, but just goes right up there throwing. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. One strike, two balls now the count. Ogasawara asking the home plate umpire if that was a ball pitch. The clock strikes two. We're just a little under an hour into this game. Next pitch swung on a hit deep to center field. Center fielder, right fielder go back. It's the center fielder who makes the catch on the run. Center fielder is Tepe. Makes a great running catch in the right center gap to retire the side. So the Fighters put two base runners on here in the bottom of the third inning, but come up empty. At the end of three complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles will be sending up Isobe, Fernandez, and Yoshioka here in the fourth inning, with the Fighters leading by a score of 1-0. First pitch to Isobe, misses outside. Ball one. In other games, the SoftBank Hawks are leading the Chiba Lotte Marines by a score of 4-0. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. That was Kanemura's 51st pitch of the game. Also, the Seibu Lions lead Oryx by a score of 1-0. Next pitch swung on and fouled back for strike one. One strike, two balls now the count. We're in the top of the fourth inning here at Sapporo Dome. Tanimura's next offering swung on and lined over the first baseman and into right field, base hit. Isobe rounds first and puts on the brakes. A hard line drive into right field. And that is the Eagles' first hit of the game. Kanemura hung a high fastball to Isobe, who got a hold of it and lined it over Ogasawara's head into right. That brings up number four batter, former Cebu Lions slugger Fernandez. First pitch misses down low. Ball one. Tanimura getting himself into a hole here. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Fighters lead 1-0. Throw over to first. Isobe dives back in. The next offering misses inside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Fernandez. Kanemura comes set. Third offering swung on and lifted to center field, but not deep enough. Shinjo goes back at first and then dashes in to make the catch for out number one. Fernandez finally got a strike, but lifts it to center field for out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Yoshioka with runner at first. Yoshioka batted .282 last year with 52 RBIs and 10 home runs. He fouled out to Ogasawara, his first at bat. The first pitch misses inside. Ball one. Kanemura is throwing an awful lot of first pitch balls. Yet he has a 1-0 lead. Throw over to first base, and Isobe is back in. I'd like to remind you, you can comment about these live games by sending email to live@smartjapanesebaseball.com. Next pitch swung on and looped into right field. The ball bounces in. Right fielder comes over. The ball bouncing over toward foul territory. By the time the right fielder comes up with the ball, Isobe is sliding into third base. Save. A single, bloop single. by Yoshioka to right field puts runners at the corners with one away. So the Eagles are threatening here in the top of the fourth inning. And that brings up former home run king, Yamasaki. The first offering is in there for a called strike one. Tanimura finally getting a first strike in there. First pitch strike in there. Rick Short is on deck. Catcher setting up inside to the right-handed batter, who then calls time and steps out. Tanimura comes set. The second offering misses low and away, evening the count at 1-1. Also, if you have comments you'd like to make during the game, you can reach me on Skype. My handle is ProYakuLive, all one word. Next offering catches the inside part of the plate for a called strike two to Yamasaki. We have one out, runners at the corners. Top of the fourth inning. Eagles number six batter, Yamasaki at the plate. Tanimura, starting pitcher for the Fighters, on the mound. Next pitch in the dirt. Catcher Takahashi has a hard time finding the ball. Finally comes up with it as it was under his knee. Runners hold. Kanemura's been in the dirt all night, or all afternoon, rather. Yet, he's been effective. Although he has yet to record a single strikeout. The next pitch swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field. One run scores. Yoshioka holds at second base. And we have ourselves a tie ball game as Yamasaki drives Isobe in from third. Base hit through the left side. And we're tied 1-1. That'll bring up Rick Short. formerly Chivalote Marine, returning to Japan. Takes the first pitch low and away for ball one. After, was it 1 year or 2 years he was away? Let's see, he was with Lotte in 2003. So it's 2 years absence from Japan. Lifts the next pitch up to right field. Right fielder Inaba gets under the ball, comes up ready to throw, but nobody's going anywhere. And that's out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Kenshi. Not Kenji, as I have his name written in my player make-on. Actually, I have his registered name as Kawaguchi. As it looks like a large number of Eagles have decided to use their first names this year. We have runners at first and second, two down now. Here in the top of the fourth inning, the Eagles have one run in, tying this one by a score of 1-1. The first pitch by Kanemura to Kenshi, misses up high for ball one. Kanemura comes set, and the second offering misses low and away, ball two. Kanemura again, digging himself a hole. Runners at first and second, two down now. All three Eagle hits have come this inning. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. Kanemura walked three, one each in the first three innings. Has given up three base hits here in the fourth. He has not struck out a batter. The next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Shinjo calls for it, calling off shortstop and second baseman, and makes the catch behind the second base bag for out number three. But the third out comes a couple batters too late for Kanemura, as the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles tie this game up on three base hits here in the top of the fourth. Going to the bottom of the fourth, we have a 1-1 ball game. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Ichiba on the mound for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles. He's thrown 41 pitches so far, faced 12 batters, struck out one, given up four hits. The only one that's really mattered was Oga Sawada's solo home run in the first. We're all even, one apiece. Number four batter, Segino, leads off, taking the first pitch and the dirt and outside for ball one. Inaba and Shinjo are to follow. Segino hit 31 home runs last season. Swings and misses the next pitch outside. 1-1 now the count. The next offering, just misses inside, ball two. And yes, Shinjo's collar is cut different than the rest of the players. Next pitch misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls to Segino. And the next pitch misses outside. Segino draws a base on balls. That is the first walk given up this game by Ichiba. And that'll bring up number five batting right fielder Inaba. Inaba drove in 54 runs last year with a 271 average and 15 home runs. He singled to right his first at bat. Inaba coming over to the fighters from Yakult. The next offering misses up and outside. Ball one to Inaba. Inaba, with the Yakult Swallows, said that he wanted to go to the major leagues. And he was granted his release, but nobody made him an offer in the major leagues. Next pitch fouled up the first baseline. 1-1 now the count. So, unable to go back to the Swallows, Inaba signed with the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters last season. Next offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. Ichiba on the mound for Rakuten really struggled at the beginning of last year. He was supposed to be the golden rookie for the Eagles. Throw over to first. Segino, no real threat to steal. Wasn't that far. But after signing with the Eagles, it took him several months to chalk up a win. Not all of that was his fault. Next pitch in the dirt. Blocked by Fuji, who kept the ball in front of him. Segino holding at first. Count now, two strikes, two balls on Inaba. next pitch swung on and fouled off toward the right field, right side dugout. Count remains 2-2. It looks like Ichiba is slowing down his pace a bit here. After he seemed to just get the ball and throw it through the first three innings. Taking a little more time between pitches, now with runner on first. Next offering, swung on and lined into right center gap. The ball's going to the fence. Seguino around second, heads to third, is being waved around third. The throw is to third base where Inaba slides in well ahead of it. RBI triple for Inaba. So Inaba triples into the right center gap, driving in Seguino from first base. It looked like Inaba might have arrived at third before Seguino at home. Nonetheless, the Fighters take back the lead here in the bottom of the fourth. And that'll bring up number six batter, Shinjo. Shinjo batted 239 last year with 57 RBIs and 20 home runs. Grounded into a double play, his first at bat tonight, or this afternoon. Sun's still shining this afternoon. First pitch on the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Next offering in the dirt outside. Good diving effort by Fuji to keep that ball from going to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch swung on and lifted high to the right side of the infield. This is second baseman, Short, making the call. And he catches the ball. Little to the right and behind the second base bag for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Takahashi. Takahashi struck out his first at-bat. The only strikeout victim of either pitcher this game. Batted 226 with 27 RBIs and 5 home runs last year. The first offering misses inside. Ball one. Ichiba comes set. And the second offering just misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls the count to Takahashi. Inaba standing at third base. And RBI triple. As well as a single his first at bat, 2-for-2 for Inaba today. Third offering, low and outside, but swung on a miss. Strike one to Takahashi. Third base coach sends out the sign. Ichiba has his. Dump set. And the pitch. Swung on and lined. This one's going to be trouble. One bound in front of the left fielder, Okihara. No, Isobe. And Inaba comes in to score. So Takahashi, a line drive base hit to left, scores Inaba, giving the Fighters a two-run lead, as they now lead it 3-1. Isobe's in right. It's Kinshi that's in left. Apologies for any confusion that may cause. The first pitch to number 8 batting, Iyama, is fouled off and out away to the right side. Next offering misses inside and low. 1-1 now the count to Iyama. Runner at first now. One out. Two runs in so far for the Fighters. Sugino led off the inning with the base on balls. And Inaba drove him in with a triple to the right center gap. Throw over to first. And Takahashi's back in there. The 1-1 pitch, a pitch out. There's no play at second. They throw to first, as Takahashi just gets back in. It looks like Takahashi was going but changed his mind after seeing the pitch out and just barely makes it back to first base. The batter, too, looked like he wanted to swing at the pitch out. So was there a hit and run on? And neither the batter didn't swing and the runner didn't go. One strike, two balls now the count. And the next pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. 2-2 to Iyama. What do you do when you get a pitch out on a hit and run? Whatever it is, it looks like the Fighters came out ahead on that one, with neither the batter swinging nor the runner actually going. Throw over to first base. Takahashi is back in, standing up. The 2-2 pitch. And Iyama kind of gets a late start swinging at it, fouls it off to the right side to stay alive. Takahashi takes his lead. Yeah. And the pitch swung on and grounded back to Ichiba, who throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So that's the second double play by the Fighters this afternoon to kill the rally. But not before the Fighters come back with two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And after four complete, the Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Inaba comes through with a RBI triple in the bottom of the fourth inning to retake the lead for the Fighters. Then scoring on Takahashi's single to left. Fighters taking a 3-1 lead. Kanemura still on the mound for the Fighters. Looked like he was running out of gas there that last inning when he gave up a run on three hits. It's the top of the fifth inning now. And Kanemura's first pitch to Fuji, number 9 batter, is in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Iyama up with the ball. Throws to first in time. One away. So two pitches and one out here in the top of the fifth inning. And we go back to the top of the order for the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles in Tepe Tsujiya, who takes first pitch way up high for ball one. Tepe so far has grounded out to the pitcher and flown out to Shinjo in center. Second offering swung on and fouled back to the back screen or backstop. The 1-1 offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Is that a slow curve? Tepe looked like he was way out in front of the pitch. And the fourth offering in the dirt. Blocked by Takahashi. 2-2 now the count. Thank you. And the 2-2 pitch misses high and tight. Ball three. Full count now to Tepe. These Sabre Lions have scored again and allowed a run to Oryx, leading that one now by a score of 2-1 after five innings. Next pitch, a line drive right at Macias at second base. That's the second out here in the top of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up shortstop Okihara. In Fukuoka, the Fukuoka SoftBank Hawks continue to lead the Chibolote Marines here on opening day by a score of 4-0 after 4.5 innings. First pitch swung on and missed. A big swing and miss by Okihara. Falling to his knees after that miss. The next offering, in there for a called strike two. So Kanemura, having a bit of an easier inning here in the fifth inning. Two quick strikes on Okihara. And the third offering, called strike three on the outside corner. That's Kanemura's first strikeout of the game. Okihara didn't look like he liked that call, but it was a good pitch by Kanemura. So Kanemura retires the side in order for just the second time this afternoon. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning, he's got a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the fifth inning. Fighters sending up number 9 batter Kaneko. Then the top of the order in Macias and Tsuboi. Kaneko takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Ichiba's second offering is lifted to shallow right field. Second baseman Short goes out, calls off right fielder Isobe, and makes the catch in shallow right field. We're out number one. That'll bring up leadoff batter Macias. Thank you. The first offering misses inside, ball one. Macias, last year for the Chicago Cubs, played in 112 games, batted 273. Next pitch misses for ball two. Batted 254 for the Cubs last year. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. With one home run, 13 RBIs. Next pitch fouled away to the left side. 2-2 now the count. While he played in 112 games, he only had 177 at-bats last year. The ball is lined into right field. One bound to the wall. Rounds first, heads into second, and slides in there ahead of the throw. A one-out double by Marcius. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That's Macias' second double. He doubled to the left field corner his previous at bat. And that'll bring up Saboy with runner at second and one away. A 3-1 lead. Saboy last year batted 309 for the Fighters. Saboy had a infield hit his last at bat. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The next offering misses way up high. 1-1 now the count. Those of you just joining us, the Fighters are up by a score of 3-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Fighters scored first with a solo home run by Ogasawara in the first inning. The next offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes, one ball, the count to Saboy. The Tohoku Golden Eagles put together three hits in the fourth inning to score one run, tying the game up temporarily, but in the bottom of the fourth. A leadoff walk to Seginol, then a triple by Inaba put the Fighters back on top 2-1. And two batters later, Takahashi drove Inaba in from third base with a single to left to put the Fighters up 3-1. Next pitch is in the dirt, taken for ball two, evening the count at 2-2. We're now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Marcius at second base, having hit his second double of the afternoon. One to the left field corner, one to right. Saboy at the plate. 2-2 the count. And the pitch misses high and inside, ball three. So the count goes full. And this is the first time that Ichiba has run the count full this afternoon. I've been impressed by these two pitchers. There really haven't been that many full counts this afternoon. so many times, that seems like what every batter goes to. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. So the boy looked a bit fooled on an inside pitch. Swinging a little more inside than the ball was. So that's the second out. Runner still at second base. And WBC hero, Ogasawara. Mr. Guts. Coming up next, Ogasawara hit a huge home run to right field, his first at bat. There was no doubt about it off the bat. The first offering swung on and grounded over Ichiba, but to the shortstop playing right in front of the second base bag, who throws the ball to first base in time to retire the side. So the Fighters get a second double out of Macias, but strand him at second. At the end of five complete now, the Fighters continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1.
Get up and 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 get up